Well, this is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. Every year, more than 15,600 Australians are diagnosed with bowel cancer, our second deadliest cancer. Today, there's a call from the head of Bowel Cancer Australia for a national guarantee to address diagnosis delays. The colonoscopy wait time and performance guarantee would ensure a maximum wait time of 120 days between the first healthcare presentation to a follow-up colonoscopy. Now, at the moment, 40% of people in the system have a wait longer than that 120 days. But when it comes to bowel cancer, the diagnostic process starts at home with the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program. It's a test that takes just 3 minutes to complete. Now, I did this about, 15 years ago now. There was some blood in my stool, and as a result, I went in for a colonoscopy. I've had four since. I have them every 3 years. They've also taken a polyp from me. As a matter of fact, I got a letter only on Thursday last to say, book now. But see, if you're prepared to, you can book early. And if you pay a certain gap, well, that's fine. But for most people, you're waiting, in some cases, 120 days. All Australians aged 50 to 74 are sent a test kit every 2 years. But how many of us actually do them? And when we do get the results back and have to get a colonoscopy, how long do we have to wait? Christopher Horn is the New South Wales Bowel Cancer Screening Program Manager at Cancer Institute New South Wales, and he's on the line. Christopher, welcome.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I said earlier how bowel cancer is our second deadliest cancer, but how prevalent is it?
Yeah, look, we're talking about nearly 16,000 people will be diagnosed with bowel cancer this year in Australia, and it causes about 6,000 deaths per year. So it's really common, and it's something that people need to be aware of and they need to screen for, particularly if they're over the age of 50.
What causes bowel cancer?
Well, it's a disease of, cancer is typically a disease of aging. There are a range of reasons for that, and we don't only see the risk increase with age with bowel cancer, but also breast cancer and other cancers like that. There are a range of factors that we know can contribute to somebody's risk of bowel cancer. So, for example, having a healthy diet, getting enough exercise, not smoking, and making sure they keep their alcohol in moderation. But one of the factors is actually something that people can't control, and it's actually the biggest risk factor, which is being over the age of 50. 93% of bowel cancers are diagnosed in people over the age of 50, which is why it's so important that that we have the screening program and that people are sent those test kits that you mentioned every 2 years to do at their home. I'm glad you mentioned them. They're quite quick and clean and easy tests to do.
Well, they led to me getting colonoscopies on a regular basis, and although they're not the most pleasant thing to get done, although there's no pain, it's just not a pleasant process, I tell you what, it saved my life. You've released research showing 89% of people believe wrongly that eating junk food is the main cause, when in fact age is a single biggest cause. We're not educated enough, are we?
We're not. We don't have enough awareness of the causes of bowel cancer and the need to screen. I think people, and we do hear this as well from in some of our research, that I think people like to think, well, I don't have a family history and I eat well and I exercise, therefore I can't get bowel cancer. And that's just not the case. And bowel cancer can grow quite slowly and without symptoms for some time, which is why it's so important to do the screening test. As you mentioned, that's, the screening test is looking for microscopic blood. That can be a sign that cancer is growing in there early, and it lets us get on top of it early. And if we pick bowel cancer up in the earlier stage, we've just seen figures published that show that it can be successfully treated up to 99% of the time.
It's interesting you say that, and I should try and underline it for our listeners. Sometimes the symptoms are not obvious. As a matter of fact, you may not have any symptoms at all. You certainly won't have pain. But what you could be going through are the first signs of cancer in the bowel.
Yeah, indeed. Those symptoms can show up quite late, and they don't specifically point towards it being bowel cancer. There could be things like anemia. It may be that somebody has something obvious like visible blood in their stool, but also unexplained weight loss, discomfort or bloating, but I guess the biggest one to look for is a change in regular bowel habit. We all know what a typical situation looks like for us with our bowel habits. If you're seeing a consistent change in that, that's definitely something to talk to your doctor about.
And how is bowel cancer diagnosed?
So it is diagnosed via the colonoscopy. So the screening test is looking for microscopic blood, and if that is present, then that suggests that we need to go and do a bit more investigation and see what's causing it. So as you correctly mentioned, the next step there is a colonoscopy, and that is a high-quality view of the bowel with a little camera on a tube, and we're looking for any sort of polyps or cancers or anything unusual in there to explain why that blood was present.
And scaredy cat shouldn't freak out here, because you go in and you have your medicine before, the next day before, and then you get in to the surgery and then they give you a little prick on the arm and then all of a sudden you wake up and it's all over.
Yeah, it's a fairly reasonably quick and simple procedure.
Yeah,
and if someone has had the screening test and it come back positive, they definitely do need to have that investigative test, but it's nothing to be concerned about. And hopefully if these are precancerous polyps, for example, and they're just starting to grow, they can be picked up in that first colonoscopy and not needing further treatment.
So what sort of treatments are involved and what's the success rate?
Well, as I said, if we pick it up in the earlier stage, we're looking at almost a 99% treatment success rate. That drops right down to about 13% by the time we get to the later stage of diagnosis. Treatment can be a variation of or combination of surgery and sometimes radiotherapy and chemotherapy, but obviously the earlier we pick that up, the simpler the treatment can be.
So for those who don't get the kit and should have the kit, for some reason don't get it sent to them, what can they do?
There's two things to do. So one is to check that the Medicare address is correct. So get in touch with Medicare and check, because the lists and the invitations are taken from the Medicare list. So uh-huh. If that address is out of date, okay, it won't reach you. The other thing is, if that is actually correct, they can call the program information line on 1-800-118-868, and they will be able to check if there's been a kit missed, and they can send that out. But I suggest people actually go to dothetest.com.au. And if they go there, they can put in their age into the birthday calculator. It'll tell them when they can expect their next kit. We've got a short video there describing how to do the kit and a whole bunch of other resources for people.
Great stuff.
So dothetest.com.au.
All right, good stuff. Christopher Horn, thank you very much for all of that this morning.
Fantastic. Great to speak to you, Chris.
All right, the New South Wales Bowel Cancer Screening Program Manager at Cancer Institute New South Wales, Christopher Horn. And that number again, 1-800-118-868. But just go to the website dothetest.com.au.